Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today, we have a double story. Once, while the Alter Rebbe, Reb Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the first Chabad Rebbe, was visiting a certain town, a fire broke out in one of the homes, and Alter Rebbe asked to be taken to the site of the fire. When he arrived, he stood leaning on his cane for a few moments, and immediately the fire died down. Now, some of the soldiers who were camped nearby had been trying to put out the fire without success. And so when they reported to their officer what the tzaddik had done, just by leaning on his cane, seemingly, of course, he must have davened or something, he stopped the fire. So the officer ordered that the Alter Rebbe should be brought to see him. After asking the Alter Rebbe to please sit down, he asked the Alter Rebbe whether he was a son or a grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. "I am not his biological grandson," said the Alter Rebbe, "but I am a spiritual grandson, meaning that my teacher, Mr. Chermagid, was a student of the Baal Shem Tov." "Ah," said the officer, "then I am no longer surprised by how you were able to put out the fire with your spiritual power. Let me tell you a story about my father and the Baal Shem Tov." So we have a story inside of a story. The officer said, "My father was a general, and once when he was encamped with his troops in the town of Nezhebuzh, which is where the Baal Shem Tov lived, he became very, very upset and very worried because for a long time no letter had arrived from his wife. When his friends saw how upset he was, they said to him, 'In this town there lives the holy Baal Shem Tov, and the Baal Shem Tov is able to reveal things in a wondrous way. Why don't you go to the Baal Shem Tov and ask him for help?'" Therefore, the officer continued as he spoke to the Alter Rebbe, "My father sent a message to the holy Baal Shem Tov asking him if he could visit the Baal Shem Tov and speak with him. The Baal Shem Tov did not allow it. My father tried a second time, and again the Baal Shem Tov refused to take time to speak to the officer, to the general. This time," the officer continued, "my father sent him a message that if the Baal Shem Tov would refuse to see my father the general, then my father the general would issue a command forcing all the Jews of Nezhebuzh to allow soldiers into their home to sleep, which was the law at that time in that country, that any time that the army had to use people's homes, they could use them." Now, this was about the time of Pesach. It was about to begin. And this would mean that the soldiers, the non-Jewish soldiers, would be bringing chametz into all the Jewish homes just as they were getting ready for Pesach. Oy, what a terrible situation that would be. So therefore, the Baal Shem Tov agreed that my father, the general, would be allowed to come and visit him. When my father, the general, arrived at the Baal Shem Tov's home with his assistant, they entered the first room, the waiting room, and from there they could see through an open door the Baal Shem Tov sitting in his office with a book open in front of him. My father was told that this was the book of the Zohar. My father walked up to a mirror in the waiting room in order to straighten out his uniform or his hair to make sure that he would look presentable. But in the mirror, instead of seeing himself, he saw a paved road which led to the town where he and his wife lived, just like we would see on a video screen. Of course, this was hundreds of years before videos were invented. He called over his helper to find out if he also saw this amazing sight in the mirror. And yes, they stood together in front of the mirror, and they saw the road which led to the town where the general lived. And within the town, they could soon see the general's house. They watched, and the door opened right in front of their eyes. And they saw the general's wife sitting at her table writing a letter to her husband. As they looked more closely, they were able to see the letter itself. And in that letter, she was explaining that the reason she had not written all this time was because recently she had given birth to a baby boy. And both she and the baby boy were doing well. Of course, my father, the general, was amazed by this experience. And of course, he was very grateful for the good news. He thanked the Baal Shem Tov from the bottom of his heart and left. After some time, of course, he received the letter, which he had already seen being written in the mirror of the Baal Shem Tov's house. And then he wrote in his diary the entire story that happened to him. The officer concluded his stories as he spoke to the Alter Rebbe, and he said, "I, who am standing before you today, I am that infant whom my mother wrote the letter about. And here is a copy. Here is my father's own diary, and you could read the story which he wrote in there." What an amazing event. And so we see the great power of tzaddikim, that they're able to reveal to us things that are in a different place or even a different time. And that is why it's so important to know that the tzaddikim of our times are telling us that the Geula is about to come. They were able to see it before we see it. But surely the Geula is about to come, as they are telling us. And it's important for us to get ready by adding in Torah and mitzvahs as much as possible. Thank you for listening to the story of the day.